Hello, welcome to the first podcast from Red Hood Micropreneurs. In these casts, we'll be meeting people who've gone it alone and set up in business in the Red Hill and Reigate area, and we'll be hearing how they've plotted their paths to success. I'm Brian Jenkins, and I'm at Max's Kitchen to find out more about Red Hill Micropreneurs. I'll be talking to business coach Wendy Ager, who puts local micropreneurs in touch with each other. But first, I'm talking to Simon Pither, who started Red Hill Micropreneurs in the first place. Simon, what is a micropreneur?
I think the definition of micropreneur can be very wide. It can include any small business, from freelancers up to a small team of people working together.
Why did you set up this group?
I've been a freelancer for 10 years or so, and I generally work from home, and working from home can get a bit lonely, especially when you move to a new area, and working from home you don't get out to meet people in an office. So I thought it would be good to set up a group where you can get out and have a virtual office sometimes, do some co-working, get to meet people in a similar situation, and make a bit of a social network, as well as learning other things about the local business community.
You also created a website.
Well, it's just one to tell people a little bit about the group, provide information about upcoming events, and also a mailing list that people can join to get an email twice a month, just to remind them about the upcoming events.
Roughly how many people are in the group now, and how do you find new people and vice versa?
There's approximately 170 people on the mailing list now. There's also a meetup group that I created for it, and there's another 170 people there. There's obviously a bit of overlap. And there's also a Twitter account for the group as well. There's probably about 150 people on that as well. A lot of the initial publicity for it was done through Twitter, and actually that was early on, helped a lot by Wendy and her existing network.
Well, let's bring in Wendy here. Simon mentioned social events. You organise social events for the micropreneurs as well, then?
That's right, yeah. The Tweet Up has been going in Red Hill and Reigate since 2010, when I really first started my business, and a Tweet
Up
became a thing.
Can you explain what a Tweet Up is, please?
Ah, yeah. Well, it was just a way of getting the people that tweet with each other to meet up in real life. And for me, the Tweet Ups, the ones that I organise, are just socials. So they are just for people to come and meet people in their local area for a social evening.
And what's the value of that for people, do you think?
Well, I think a lot of us have met through business networking. Lots of us are small business owners and micropreneurs and freelancers. And we get to meet at business networking events where you talk about business, and it's very businessy. And it's nice to meet people outside of that and just get to know people. I suppose if you work in an office, you can go to lunch with people, you can chat to people across the desk. And as Simon was saying, it's very isolating working for yourself, especially working from home, that you don't talk to anyone all day sometimes, only your clients. And that's about business. So this gives people an opportunity to come out and meet people that are in the same boat as them. So they're working for themselves and they know what it's like, but to be social.
And what are the events that you run?
So the Tweet Ups I run in Red Hill and Reigate are literally just in a pub, a free-for-all, there's no charge. We have a small reserved area, and as many people as little people turn up for as long or as little as they like to come and have a chat.
And what do you think people are getting out of it? Are they getting the social aspect of it, or are there useful business connections being forged as well?
I think both. Yeah, for me, it was very much the social thing, because I'm also a mother, so all my conversations were around kids or business, and this gives an opportunity for other conversations to happen. But people create relationships, and if you follow the ethos of you'll do business with people you like and people you know and people you've met, then it's likely that business relationships are also forged there, and I've seen it happen.
Simon and Wendy, you're both local micropreneurs, as you've told us. Be interesting to find out about your own businesses. Simon, what's your business?
My background is in development and systems administration, working with computers. And my freelance business has primarily been providing that sort of service to other clients. Going forwards, I'm currently trying to create an online cloud-based product that's targeted at private landlords to help them look after and simplify the management of their properties and their tenant relationships. So there are a few things I do.
And Wendy, you've mentioned you've set up the Tweet Ups. What's your business as a self-employed person?
I'm essentially a business mentor and coach, but I do a lot of social media. People know me as the social media person for Purley Festival, and that's how the Tweet Ups came about, through my connections over that way. And I do run a Croydon Tweet Up as well, in that direction.
Social media marketing, then?
Yeah, I do a little bit of that. But the main business and clients I have are working on improving their business and business growth. So I do some marketing work with them, a lot of coaching side, keeping them on top of their to-do list, that kind of thing.
Who are your clients? Who's your typical client?
I don't really have a typical client. I work with lots of small business owners as a coach, but medium-sized businesses more on their marketing. People that have got a marketing budget and know they need to do more to grow the business and don't really know where to spend their money or what to do with it. So I work with medium-sized businesses on marketing and growing their business through their improving their marketing efforts.
So it sounds like you do both of you do quite a range of different activities in your businesses. Be interesting to find out about the challenges that you faced when you started. Why did you become self-employed, a micropreneur?
Well, for me, I kind of got pushed into it. I'd had thought of working for myself, but I got made redundant whilst on maternity leave, which meant I kind of had the excuse to do it. And I just had a business coach working with me personally as part of my personal development, but also with a team of managers that we were upskilling. I was working in HR, and I was really wowed by the techniques that they used to help people progress quicker, much quicker than they would working on their own. And that's how I got into the coaching.
And what sort of challenges did you have to overcome when you started out on your own?
Well, firstly, I had no idea how to run a business, which is quite difficult when you set up a new business. But that's what everybody else finds. All the micropreneurs, the people like me, they've gone out and gone on their own.
What kind of things did you need to find out about?
Well, I just thought that setting up a website and having some business cards and going out and meeting people, networking, would bring me business. Those three things. I thought that was enough, you know, and it just isn't. You need to do a lot more than that. So I actually shut down what I was originally doing, which was being a careers coach, to learn about how to run a business and how to market a business. And that's how I've come to the point of helping other people do the same.
And where did you learn?
Through a lot of networking, through Twitter, finding articles and information and blogs about marketing, about online, about learning stuff through YouTube. I've been to lots of business events where you have talks on different aspects of marketing and learnt that and then put it into practice. For instance, I went to a talk once on how to write a press release, and then I thought, oh, I can do this, and they were like, go off and do one. And I made it a mission for a year to get myself in the newspaper or a magazine or an article published every month for a year, and I did it. And you can just do that on your own. I did some SEO. I went to a few SEO workshops, and I got at one point search engine optimization. This is getting found on Google. Back then it was a lot easier, I think, than now. But I did a few courses and read a few articles and did all the things they said. And for a while I was coming up on the first page of Google for searches like small business coaching Croydon, and I came up on the first page, and sometimes the first one. So yeah, I was just learning stuff and putting it into practice.
Simon, did you find the same thing when you started out, or did you find different challenges?
Early on for me, the biggest challenge was finding clients.
So ostensibly the same as Wendy's challenge.
Yeah, I think extremely similar. I took a very different approach to it. I just assumed that through some contacts that I had, there would be some business that arrived, and it doesn't work that way. it took quite a while of building contacts and finding a few initial bits of work, and then spreading through word of mouth to actually build some regular work.
And you've both mentioned there the challenges of developing your product, your service, and also about finding clients. I mean, there's the health and ration side of things as well. There's the compliance, there's the the tax side of things. Where did you get help to sort that out, to make sure you're doing things correctly?
Well, it depends how you set up. Lots of my network are sole traders like myself, and you can just do your own self-assessment, really. Register using the gov.uk website, HMRC, and the gov.uk website actually has really good information about how to set up your business and what sort of business to choose, whether you want to be a limited company, partnership, sole trader, and the pros and cons of all of those. So I think a very small business, a micropreneur, can probably find that most of that information themselves on there. So if there's lots of money involved, then of course you probably want to involve an accountant if you're going to be VAT registered.
What would you say, Simon, was your greatest motivation for going it alone?
Perhaps more freedom would probably be the thing to cover it. So I wanted to be able to freelance, to earn some sort of core money, but also have time to build my own products, but also importantly to have flexibility and time to have more of my own life in there and mixed in, not just in the sort of little bit of evening you get if you're commuting and doing a standard day job.
So it's about work-life balance then?
Yes, definitely. And personally, that's something I really like to achieve and to integrate work and life in a fairly flexible way. With young children, I think it's very important to be able to do that.
Wendy, you service a lot of local micropreneurs. How many of them do you think are achieving a good work-life balance?
I think it's having realistic expectations. A lot of people want this massive flexibility and then find that actually to run a small business, it takes hours and hours and hours and lots of dedication and hard work, just the same as working for a company. It's just different. And you, if you're in control of it, you do get to choose. I mean, I turn clients away that can't work with me at the times of day that I want to work now. Back when I started, I probably would have had to have made it work. And that's the sort of flexibility I think people are looking for.
So tell me, how often do the micropreneurs get together in the group?
There's a once-a-month co-working day, which is based in Max's Kitchen. It's a whole day event, completely free. There's power and internet connection provided, a nice separated room and things. And that varies which day it is, so you need to have a look on the website or follow the Twitter account to find out when each of those is, but once a month.
And Wendy, tell me about how often do the social events happen?
We try and run them every first Wednesday of the month. Occasionally we take off if it clashes with Christmas or summer holidays. But the first Wednesday of the month in the evening, and we go backwards and forwards between our two favourite venues, which are Home Cottage in Redhill and the Prince of Wales in Reigate.
And how will people find out about social events? Is that through the same website?
Yes, Simon has them listed on the website as a regular, and they go out in the newsletter, and you'll find me tweeting about them all the time as Wendy Ann Ager.
Just remind us of the website address.
It's www.redhill-micropreneurs.uk.
Simon Pither, Wendy Ager, thank you very much. This cast was recorded at Max's Kitchen in Holmthorpe Avenue, Redhill, and was produced by me, Brian Jenkins, for Redhill Micropreneurs.